1-1 pitch is grounded to the left side. So JC has it. He goes over to first. And he is out, and it's a save by Ryan Helsley. The Cardinals hang on and win 5-4.
Chris and Amy, 104.1 FM, KMOX. It is All-Star break. Cardinals will get back at it on Friday when they will play in Arizona to open a series against the Diamondbacks. In the meantime, Home Run Derby tonight, the All-Star game itself. Actually, tomorrow, Brendan Donovan is the Cardinals' lone representative in that game. Time to go to the guest line. This morning, we bring in studio host on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, Scott Warman, who covers Cardinals baseball and blues. And Scott is with us now on KMOX. How are we doing, friend?
Doing pretty good after a long day, which I'm sure you can attest to one time or another in your career.
Oh, man. The best were the doubleheader days with also multiple rain delays. Those were awesome.
I think Chip added it up. We almost had 4 hours of rain delay yesterday. But who's counting? Hey, we'll stay all night for a Cardinal win, Ronchi and Amy.
I'll tell you what. I was leaving for, was I going to Tampa? I can't remember where I was leaving for a flight one time. And I had booked this later flight on a Sunday right into the All-Star break, you know. And the game, I'm not kidding you, went 19 innings. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I got to get out of here. But at any rate, so we're at All-Star break, the official first half of the season, even though the Cardinals have already played, you know, 97 games here. Just your general thoughts on what this team is in 2025.
I think this team is better than anybody had anticipated. Except for those guys and those coaches in that locker room. I think they've played much better baseball than anyone had anticipated. And I think we have seen some great moments. I mean, especially look back at May. It was a terrific month. We've had some low moments. It's all part of a whole 162-game season. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. But at the end of the day, I've been really impressed with the way that this team has played the game. Sure, does this team probably run out of gas here, and they sorely need a break, especially with all the injuries. I think Ollie was down to like one or just two guys on the bench in yesterday's game because of all the injuries. And, yeah, we've seen some downsides to a couple of the Cardinals starters. Can that retune itself? Obviously, Miles Michaelis, I thought, had a really nice bounce back in his start on Thursday. You hope that that can continue. But the thing of it is, more than anything else, and I say this to everybody, and I get Amy and Chris your thoughts. I mean, before the season, do you really honestly believe the Cardinals would be right there for a wild card spot as we headed to the All-Star break? I don't think many people, if any, did.
Game and a half back of an All-Star spot right now, or excuse me, a playoff spot right now. And no, I mean, I guess it was always possible just because of the nature of the Central Division that it always seems to be winnable unless you're the Pirates. You know, there's a series.
And they have the best pitcher in the game.
I know. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
That's the way I've always looked at it is, you know, if a lot of things go right, certainly, but if I had to guess, I would not have picked that they would be five games over 500 in a game and a half out of a playoff spot right now.
Amy?
No, I wouldn't have guessed it. Although this is where Ronj and I feel like we differ a little bit. I feel like this team is weird, kind of with the all or nothing play. I feel like they either look great and you feel like, oh my gosh, this team is going to make that playoff run. And then they get shut out three games in a row. So I know Ronj has said like a lot of teams that are right on the fringe, kind of middle of the road,
mediocre team
will have these big swings. I feel like it's a weird team. Obviously, at the beginning of the season, a lot of their losses were close, but I just feel like it's been a pendulum swing, like that Pirate skiff ride at Six Flags. Like, that's how the Cardinals have managed to get this record. Well, they're one game out of a wild card spot is through that Pirate skiff ride of just heavy swings, playing great or playing really poorly.
Yeah, no, and that's honestly what we've had here lately. Like I said, you know, you deal with a lot of the injuries that they've been dealing with, and guys have been in and out of the lineup. And again, getting a little bit more consistency, especially from your starting rotation. But you've even seen blips on the screen as far as the bullpen is concerned, too. So you're going to have to definitely have that when you hit the second half of the season. But I think more than anything else is, you know, for me, old school guy, whatever, you know, grew up watching Whitey ball. To watch this team, and I've mentioned this on our air several times, is the fact that just to watch this team play from a fundamental standpoint, they're one of the best defensive teams in all of baseball. So that's very helpful when you have a starting rotation, really almost the entire pitching staff, with the exception of Helsley, at, you know, they're more pitch to contact, as we say. They're not going to have a ton of strikeouts. So that's worked to the Cardinals' advantage. And you've seen improvements, especially with guys when Walker's been healthy out in the outfield along with Victor Scott II, but also just even yesterday, the Cardinals have 5 stolen bases, which is kind of Whitey ball-esque, if you will, even Tony La Russa-esque. But even just the first run you have on a grounder that goes off the glove of the starting pitcher, and Mason Wynn just hustles his rear end around third and makes it home on an infield single. I like that. And I think that's what I think has been pretty exciting. The other part of it, and I don't think we've seen this over the last couple of years, is the fact that the Cardinals – They're almost like a never say die. How many? What we have last yesterday was I think the Cardinals' 24th comeback win already of the season. So I think that you see right there is a great attitude that you have in the locker room, and a never say die attitude. And I think that's what's been really kind of exciting for me to watch this ball club, because again, I think many people didn't think that this would be the situation that they're in as we head into the All-Star break.
Scott Warman, so we are now at the All-Star break, which means we're not too far away from the trade deadline, just a couple of weeks away from that. You know, we have a texter who is texting into the show now and wondering what you think's going to happen. Are we going to see the Cardinals deal anyone away or deal for somebody?
It's a great question, and I think we're all sitting there waiting to see if something will happen. I know John Mozeliak was asked this when the Cardinals were in Chicago last weekend, the weekend before last, I should say. And, you know, he's going to wait this thing out to see what they do once the second half starts. And if they're in it, he felt and he got the indication that he would give the leeway to add to this team. And I've also been told by someone else within the organization, they also believe that the ownership will give Mo the leeway to add to this team. And obviously I think we can all agree it would probably be pitching would be the number one stalwart that we get, unless you get a big injury with one of your top players. So all those indications tell me that, yes, I think the Cardinals will go out and probably try to make a deal to add if they're still in that playoff race for a wild card spot here in a couple of weeks. And we mentioned this on the show yesterday, Chris and Amy, is the fact that you look at the schedule, it really kind of works to the Cardinals' favor if they take advantage of it. You got an Arizona team that's under 500 when you go on the road, Colorado, who might be a record worst team in Major League Baseball history. Then you come back and San Diego comes to town. They haven't been playing great despite their great start to the season. And then Marlins are in town after that. So you take advantage of that, you're sitting right there. Now, if the Cardinals are out of it, the other question is, can they become sellers? And to be honest with you, I don't think you're going to see the Cardinals do any selling. Now, again, I could be wrong, but I just don't see that scenario coming up. And obviously the first name that crops into everybody's mind, especially what happened this past offseason, is Nolan Arenado. And all indications are, despite his injury situation right now, Nolan has been really excited about what has happened with this ball club and how they've competed so well this year. So I would say if it's the other part where will the Cardinals be sellers, yeah, they might make a couple of trades, but I don't think if you would look at it from a massive trade standpoint, I kind of doubt that would happen.
Helsley, Matz maybe? I mean, those seem like candidates.
Helsley, that would be a tough call. I think Matz would be definitely a good call, because I think you could get a lot for Steven Matz. I mean, you know this, Ronj. Yeah. Everybody's always looking for a left-hander, and that guy is very valuable. I know that, you know, there's been talk of maybe him sliding into the starter's role, but I know Ollie, Ollie's a big fan and really likes to utilize him a lot, or as much as he can, out of the bullpen. He's really been impressed with what Mats has done out of the pen this year. So that might be a guy where, if you do wind up being quote-unquote a seller, that you could probably get a nice little haul for him.
Yeah, that would be I think it'll be a fascinating next couple of weeks, even if nothing happens for the Cardinals. I know it sounds strange to say, because it's usually interesting when there's action, but I think just trying to figure out what they're going to do, because it could go literally any of those three ways. I mean, they could keep what they have, which I think is the most likely. They could trade away, or it's possible, though I think unlikely, they add to the roster. So, but those options are all on the table right now.
Again, you come in and you take advantage of those quote-unquote teams that aren't record-wise better than you, and you win all those series, man, you're right in it. You're sitting there a wild card spot. I think you have to at least strongly try to go for it, whichever you believe would be able to strengthen your team at the time. So, and that's what I think brings on the more intrigue here this season. You look at the last couple of years, and it's like, okay, we're just kind of playing out the year. This stinks, blah, 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 blah. But now you've got something that's real interesting. And I think that's what's going to be most exciting, to see what happens, especially this next couple of weeks coming out of this All-Star break.
Scott Warman, we always appreciate talking with you. Thank you, friend.
Always good to chat with you guys. Thank you.